Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Faith, over the years, Barbie has transformed from a plastic toy into a successful career woman. We know this. Not to be outdone, Mattel has introduced a new job for Barbie's on-again, off-again boyfriend, Ken. What is his new job?
He's her stylist, probably.
No.
Wait a minute. They're on again, off again? Nobody
I
told me.
Like they're way
Because I
off.
Talk to Ken a lot, and he never mentioned this.
It's a little shame.
Does Ken provide a service for Barbie?
He provides a service. He works in the service industry.
In the service industry.
Yes.
Is it a modern kind of service?
Yes.
Oh.
Does she ever have to answer the question?
Technically,
if this were me, I would have lost a long time ago.
Is he a CBD purveyor?
No,
he
okay.
Can you give me a hint?
You mean a drug dealer?
You're not far from it. He's exactly the height of the ventis he's serving up.
Oh, he's a barista?
Yes. He is a, quote, career barista.
Does he have tattoos?
Probably. Well... he's new to toy stores for Christmas, but career barista Ken is actually just a new edition of Mattel's former doll, liberal arts major Ken.
Ken reading Ulysses.
You asked about his styling. He comes with faded jeans, an apron, a man bun, and...
No.
Yes, and a spec script he'd love for you to show to your friend who worked on Everybody Loves Raymond.
He's got a man bun. Have they given him a penis yet?
No.
Okay.
Which is weird because it's weird. He doesn't have any genitals and they still found a way to emasculate him.
I'll tell you something. Well, maybe if he FaceTimes with Santa, he can get one.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Coming up, the family that fights together fights and fights and fights. It's a sibling rivalry. Bluff the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.